So next up, we're going to have a fabulous spoken word artist, Suzanne Owens. Earlier tonight, we were sort of comparing notes and comparing songwriting to writing poetry, and I think nobody has a better way of setting a scene or telling a story in such a poetic way as Suzanne. I do know your name, Suzanne, so let's hear it for Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a darling. My poems are for Jake, too. It's something you don't get over very soon. This is called Moments. Years can be changed by a moment's choice. How much can we know until it happens? A bush matures, spreads its twigs. Branches grow like a giant's hand. Tides will alter as waves ascend, like smoke clouds from forest fires. The brown earth transforms to waving tassels of corn. A baby rises from the floor, her hands wafting in air so she can stagger towards us. We climb a mountain to see the depths of the valleys below. But from the valley or the mountain's peak, a moment's decision can change the path of our lives. Free distortion, transform or alter the vista. A river adjusts its course through forest to lake, from lake to ocean, while an ocean's flow can lose itself at best to a wetland where water birds can rest. We could say this evening is like any evening, but the saplings, bush, and grass inch closer every season. Trees towering up the hill lean down and speak their aphorisms now. No need to measure one leaf's discolor, a haze, the height of corn. This shift in earth and air we fear have brought us to each other. We will close the windows. Winter birds will gather on the feeder. The cats won't sit at night beside the door wanting to go out and hunt. In fact, today I woke to find them both, the black one curved against my stomach, the white one draped upon my hip like arms. The nakedness past loss, the bodies lapse, the monumental winds some 7 days. We will listen to the night sky begin its dreadful grind into a new command. In May, I wasn't dreaming crickets and cicadas hauling up long evenings from the wetlands. Young people fill the empty chairs with rites. Fecundity consumes. Who'd think that our reward is knowing this? Milkweed stiffens. Body husks reverse their genuflections, burst, convert themselves. Thank you.
Please, for Suzanne Owens. That was lovely. And now I'd like to bring up our mini set performer. That is Chris Levanture,